on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Bill Snyder, longtime weather producer. He's the man behind the scenes at WGN-TV and, you know, just spent so many years with Tom Skilling. The bet, I believe, is that Demetrius thinks we're going to hit a high of 80 before the end of March.
Yes, that is correct. That
Not
is the bet.
Not a chance.
Nope. Nope. His best chance, let's put it this way, his best chance would be on Thursday, but it looks like there's going to be a front that comes in, slides down the lake, and before temperatures can get any higher, they will crash, and that's not going to happen. So, looking less likely. But, Lisa, I have to say, it is so great to talk to you. So wonderful to hear your cheerful voice again back on the radio. Oh. We really missed you, and our thoughts have been with you this entire time as you've dealt with this horrendous ordeal. And I'm so glad that you are on the mend and heading in the right direction, because had us very, very worried. It's just such a fluke accident.
Yes.
And it just goes to show you that, as you've pointed out in all your posts and so forth, how fast life can change. And
in 1 second.
Yeah.
In
right.
1 second.
Right, right.
It's just the craziest thing ever, but it makes you step back and realize how much gratitude you have for everything that you can do.
Right.
And I'm getting a little more flexibility every day. So
that's such wonderful news.
Wait.
Yeah. So glad to hear that. Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. You're so kind and lovely. I love hearing you on with Landecker, too. He makes me laugh all the time.
Oh, he does. He's funny. Yeah. He's always the weather is always related to weather, when he's walking his dog, and I always get a kick out of it. So there's is it qualify as good dog walking weather,
Yeah. And much like me and apparently every other human that has adopted a dog, his dog's name is Luna.
And oh, wow. Okay.
Mike Piff, who works there, dog's name is Luna.
Wow.
In fact, there was a TikTok video last week that my son sent me, and it said, check out all these weird names at doggy daycare. And they went through every dog, 11 dogs at dog daycare, all named Luna.
Wow.
And we thought we were original.
Yeah. That does seem original. I didn't realize there were so many Lunas out there.
It's crazy.
When I hear Luna, I think of the commercial.
Exactly. Yes. So tomorrow, we're doing our show live at Mary Carey's.
Yeah.
And it looks like the weather should be pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Lisa, this has been such a wild month, locally here. But my goodness, we'll talk about what's going on elsewhere across the country. But wow, yeah, our March roller coaster is heading back on the upswing the next couple of days. So today, kind of cloudy, not much sun out there, but temperatures are back more to where they should be for this time of the year. Normal high is in the low 50s, and we're pushing those levels right now after we had a couple of really chilly days Sunday and Monday. But tomorrow, we're going to have a better organized southwest wind, and that's going to pump in some milder air. So we should actually see temperatures warm up not too far from 70.
Nice.
So that will be a nice taste of spring, at least well into the 60s for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that. That's good news.
It is.
And then everything changes on Thursday. We'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know you are the king of stats. So can we look back at March? And I'm going to take a break here, but we can come back and talk about our highs, our lows. And
for sure.
All the craziness when it comes to weather that we've experienced this month. I see the clouds are trying to break a little bit, but not too much.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct, Lisa. Yeah, it's been a fairly cloudy day. But every now and then you get a little brightening from the clouds. Get a little peak of sun, but it's been a cloudy month, relative to normal. So that's been a trend. We're running about 10% below where we should be, what a typical March produces. So so a little sunshine would be nice.
I'm telling you what, people are gloomy. When the skies are gloomy, people are gloomy.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And when the weather gets nice around here and we get a sunny day like what we had on Saturday, it's amazing what it does to people's moods. I mean, like you said, it's just people come outside, and I noticed, my neighbors outside with their kids, and they're walking down the block, and one of their little ones is walking with his portable lawnmower, and it just gives you hope that hey, we're heading in the right direction, and it's coming for sure.
So 10% fewer sunny days this March.
10% in terms of total sunshine. Okay. See, normally a normal March produces about 48%. This is our buddy Frank Wachowski, who our archives the sunshine data because nobody else does that anymore. That used to be a National Weather Service thing, Lisa, but they stopped doing that several years ago. But Frank has kept this going for us, and he's got a sunshine meter that calculates all this for us on the south side of the city here. And typical March produces about 48%, and we've only had about 38% so far this month. So we're running a little bit lower than what we typically get. So if you feel like it's been cloudy, you're right.
How about temperature-wise? I feel like it's been so up and down.
It has. You're absolutely right. And you know what's interesting is, though, when you put it all together and you average it all out, Lisa, we're actually running above normal. And that has been a interesting trend of the last several years, because I was looking at it, and if you average all the highs and the lows, this March comes out to about 42.0 right now, which is about 4.5 degrees above normal. And if you just look at O'Hare records, because we have consistent data at O'Hare, goes all the way back to the late 1950s. So that's about nearly 7 decades of weather there. It's the 10th warmest on record. And what's interesting about that, Lisa, is the last 15 years in March, just looking at the what years have been warmer in this same general trend, 6 of the 10 years of the 10 warmest have occurred in the last 15 years. So there's a trend there. And we always say the trend is our friend. And that has been noticeable for us to see warmer Marches around here. So that's interesting.
April, I identify April as the worst weather month in this area.
Yeah.
So you get some pretty big highs and lows through
that.
We
do. Oh, we certainly do. And I was just looking at some of our long range ensembles, and that, those kind of give us an idea of where we're headed trend wise. And I think we're going to have a fairly warm start to April. But just looking at the upper level, 500 millibar trend, which is our jet stream friends, and that shows us to where it separates warm air from cold air. And it looks like what's going to happen is, you've probably heard about this unprecedented heat wave that's been going on out west.
Yes.
Just scores of records. Lisa, 14 states have set new records all time for the month of March. That is, I can't remember, and I've been doing this for nearly 3 decades. I can't ever remember a situation where we've had that many states set new temperature, all-time temperature records for the month, and that's been the case. And this extends from California all the way into the Midwest. So that includes Iowa, Minnesota, and Missouri have set all-time records for the March. But what's predicted to happen here as we move into April is, it's going to turn cooler out west, so that hot dome that's been persistent out there is going to shift east.
Oh.
Now, while we may not get quite into that, into the core of the heat, it is going to set up a much warmer flow here. But also with the warmth also comes the threat of potentially some active storm systems that we'll have to keep an eye on. So we may turn noticeably warmer as we head into April, but we also have to keep an eye out for episodes of severe weather here or nearby. And again, it's too early to time where that's going to set up, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on as we head into April.
Yeah, the temperatures in LA have reached 106. Phoenix has been in triple digits.
Yeah, it's interesting. Lisa, this to put in perspective the level of heat that's gone on out there, and believe me, they're used to hot weather out there. That's
right.
Nothing new. But in March, up until this year, Phoenix has hit 100 degrees in the month of March one time total in history, and that's in over 100 years. And that was in late March, on one day where it hit 100 in 1988. Yesterday was the 6th consecutive day that they hit 100 degrees. So they have it six days in a row, and they'd only hit it once ever in history. So how that just shows you just how unprecedented this upper level dome of heat is out there.
And for that type of heat over California, that sets up for a very bad fire season.
It really does.
Traditionally, this is when it's supposed to be green and flowers are blooming. And
yes.
If it's that hot,
right,
everything's going to be dead.
Absolutely. And another concern out there, Lisa, is they're coming, not just this heat that's going on now, but they're coming off an abnormally warm winter. Phoenix had their warmest winter on record, the meteorological winter from December through February, and very little snow. I mean, the snow, the higher elevations out there in Nevada and Utah, Colorado for that matter, they've had record low levels of snow, and that is bad news because, those areas rely on water from the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Colorado River doesn't get the amount of moisture that they need in the winter, and a lot of that is moisture, snow melt that right. you know, translates to what they're drinking water, they're going to have some issues. And this is not a good sign as we head into, you know, to spring and summer, because it's only March, as you said.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine what conditions are going to be out there as we move into the warm season.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow it's going to be great for the Toast of Harry Carey.
It is, yes.
On the pier, but then everything changes when midday yeah. Thursday?
Yes. So we will have a warm day to start on Thursday. Temperatures, it looks like they're going to warm into the 70s. You know, we've had three 70-degree days already this month, Lisa, so we'll have our fourth 70. And, you know, typically we average our first 70-degree day around March 30th. So we're well ahead of normal with 70s so far. But there is going to be a front that'll wobble through the area, and we also have the threat of some strong storms. I think that the greatest risk at this point, because the temperatures are going to crash here in the city and points north, will be far south, and it may even be you know, areas towards along I-80 corridor, and then even south of there across central Illinois, Indiana, and into Ohio. That's an area that's at a higher risk right now from the Storm Prediction Center. But we could get some showers here. But if you've got that ticket to Wrigley Field, bring your jacket, because while it may start out fairly warm and you'll be in the, you know, you'll get to Wrigley Field in the warm in the morning and all the pregame festivities, by the time the game ends, Lisa, it is going to be noticeably cooler and temperatures are going to crash into the 40s. So if you don't have the jacket and you're just in shorts, you're going to be scrambling for warm weather gear.
Our friend Andy Mazur said today on Surratt's show, he said they really should start the game at 9:20.
Yeah, isn't that it's interesting? But Andy's onto something there, because you know, you start, even if they started at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, they'd have a fighting chance of it being warm throughout the game. But boy, yeah, this is going to be another one of these huge drops in temperatures, and so we'll go from the high in the 70s on Thursday, Lisa, to a high in the low 40s on Friday. So another one of these jarring temperature crashes from the 70s to the 40s, and then we'll slowly build back up over the weekend, you know, towards seasonable levels. But no major storm systems, at least beyond our chance of, you know, a few showers and maybe a few thunderstorms on Thursday. So we'll be back into the 50s over the weekend. So that's good news.
Yeah. So 50s over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, people are excited to get out, clean up their gardens, do
right.
all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Attach the hoses again.
Yeah. And so, no big snows. So that's, you know, that's interesting. I know we still, you know, I don't want to say that we're totally done with snow, but I don't see anything looking out longer range. And as we get, you know, beyond this and even into the first to second week of April, it just becomes much more difficult to get enough cold air into a weather system for us to generate, you know, precipitation in the form of snow. So I think we're virtually done with that. And it's interesting, we're actually running below normal, Lisa. Remember how we started out like gangbusters in November and in the beginning of December? Now we're running, you know, slightly below normal for the season, which, you know, that seemed unthinkable back at the time.
Exactly. Yeah. I know no more snow is coming because the dancing farmer took up all the snow stakes.
Hey,
like,
there you
hey,
go.
Look,
you know what? I think he's on to something. And we've had some good moisture this month, so that should be good news for him too, right, Lisa? Because we've needed the moisture, and we didn't get it in the form of snow, but we've had it in rainfall this month, so that's good.
They're getting all the equipment out in the
fields.
They're
great.
Getting ready to go.
Great to hear.
Great to hear from you.
Yes, it is so lovely to hear your voice too, and I'm so glad that you're back and you're on the mend, and this is great for all of us to have you back, Lisa.
Thank
we love
you. I love you. That is the one and only Bill Snyder. Absolutely the kindest human being.